And so now, I invite you, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, become comfortable in your seat, relax your body, and take a deep, gentle breath. Hold that breath for a few seconds longer than usual, and then slowly, gently release. And as you exhale, release any tension and thoughts about the demands of the day. Just let them fade away and relax in the pure peace of this now moment. And as you continue breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. Every breath takes you more deeply into that inner sanctuary of your soul. And God is there. Peace is there. Becoming still means more than just being quiet. It means settling, connecting, and resting in the one presence and one power. Jesus said, "I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Joy is ever present within you, even in your darkest moments. If you have been searching for someone or something outside yourself to bring you joy, it is time to shift your perspective, to embark on an inner journey to joy. Your joy is already complete in spirit. You just need to give yourself permission to claim it, feel it, and celebrate it. And so now I invite you to bring into your consciousness a current life challenge, a problem, or a trauma that you are facing. And as you picture this situation, ask yourself what feelings you are attaching to it. Fear, anger, thoughts of self-limitation. And just know that you are more than those thoughts and feelings. And you are more than what happens to you or around you in this physical world. You are a spiritual being. You are pure wholeness, strength, peace, and faith. There is more to this situation than you are seeing. See yourself enfolded in a beautiful white light of energy and love. See yourself and all involved being worthy of love and respect. And ask yourself in the depths of your own soul for the wisdom for this answer. How can I view this situation differently? What good can I bring to it? What good can I see in it? See this situation in what Jesus called righteous judgment. Keep your heart centered on the good, the true, and the beautiful. Know that there is always space for joy in your heart. Imagine this situation, if it helps, in a week, in a year, or a decade from now. What greater good could be unfolding? Do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together as a greater spiritual community, set the intention this day to live from a place of joy, no matter what is happening in your life. Living from that joy is your true essence, and in it you bless yourself, you bless others, you bless this spiritual community, and you bless the world. And so it is, and for this we are so grateful. We pray this in the name and through the power of the Christ, and we know it is so. And now let's complete our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.